Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
It is 8:13. I'm Howard Feldman. As I mentioned earlier, the implementation of the Papuda Act has implications on our religious freedom. Michael Swain is the Executive Director for South Africa Freedom of Religion in South Africa. Is it under threat? Do we have a problem in the future if this act is allowed to go ahead as it should, as they intended?
Hello, good morning. Thank you for having me on your show.
A great pleasure indeed. How dangerous is the act in terms of religious freedom?
The important thing to note is that the existing PAPUDA stands for the Promotion of Equality and Prevention of Unfair Discrimination Act, otherwise known as the Equality Act. And already under the existing act, which has been enforced since the year 2000, in fact, it has proved very problematic for the faith community in certain instances. And one case that we're dealing with at the moment, just for an example, is in Chatsworth in KZN, where a young evangelist quoted scripture. He simply declared Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through him, and declared that he was the one and only true God. And then he faced three separate lawsuits from Hindu organizations saying that that was Hindu bashing and hate speech under the Papuda Act. And he's now facing a lawsuit in the Equality Court there. And they're asking for 400,000 rands worth of damages, 200 hours of community service, and an injunction or an interdict to ban him from speaking on those scriptures in public again. So that's under the existing act. The amended act, or the amendment bill, which is now basically what we're now commenting on, makes it much more difficult to escape the net. It broadens it significantly. If you cause somebody prejudice, for example, or otherwise undermine their dignity, then that would be discrimination. And of course, once you've shown discrimination, it is deemed to be unfair. You are kind of guilty until proven innocent. And it is very difficult to claim that on the basis of your sincerely held belief and convictions, that that is what justifies the fairness aspect of it. That's generally speaking very difficult to prove. So it's wide-ranging, wide-sweeping, and therefore we believe very, very dangerous to religious freedom rights in South Africa.
And the fundamental problem here is that religion viewed from a woke 2021 perspective is always going to be outdated, prejudicial, all the other words that get thrown around in this area. You really can't go through the Bible or the Quran or anything like that and from a 2021 woke perspective and expect it to come out reasonably.
Well, that's absolutely right, because, you know, once you've shown discrimination under the Equality Act, it's deemed to be unfair. You now have to prove fairness, and the test for fairness is where the problem lies. Now, in terms of the Constitution, no right has greater prominence than another. The Constitutional Court has said that there is no hierarchy of rights. But when you look at the test in the Papuda, the Equality Act itself, for example, it takes the context of the discrimination into account. It takes whether or not the person has had their dignity undermined, whether they have suffered from previous patterns of disadvantage or even a group that has suffered from patterns of disadvantage. And so you can see immediately the sort of identity politics coming in and weighting the test of fairness very much in favor of the person or the whoever it is who's alleging discrimination. And therefore, if you're the one accused, you're in the crosshairs, so to speak, then for you to get out of that net, particularly with the extension of liability, it no longer, with this amended sex bill which they're trying to push through now, it no longer requires any intention. So even if you didn't intend to, even if you didn't mean to, if the other person feels in some way that something you've said or done prejudices them or undermines their dignity, then you're caught in the trap and you really can't get out of it. Effectively, it almost amounts to like strict liability.
I mean, I'm just thinking of a very simple example. Within the Orthodox Jewish community, men and women pray separately. The Muslim community have a very similar type of a situation. If a woman decided that she wanted to be in that men's section, she could certainly claim that this is prejudicial to her as a woman because she's precluded from doing so. And it would seem as though there would be very little defense here.
There would be no defense to that. You're absolutely right. She would, and if anybody objected to that, then she could almost certainly bring a litigation. And the other thing that this does, of course, is that this bill opens up a legal aid for people who want to bring litigation under the Act. And so it is definitely going to open a floodgate for activists. There's one particular professor of constitutional law who obviously understands this area of law extremely well, who does not like the religious sector. And in his article that he wrote recently, he said that the bill wouldn't allow individuals or organizations, to quote him, to escape censure for their outrageous and harmful views, ooh, merely because these are couched in religious terms. And wow, it would give, obviously, state funding to attack what he called the corrosive impact of religious teachings and the harm caused by them. So you must know that this is going to open a floodgate of litigation against people of faith and conservative values. And therefore, we literally, I mean, you know, Freedom of Religion South Africa 4SA, we are a legal advocacy group, and we have been protecting and promoting our religious freedom rights under the Constitution for all faiths. But we've been doing that for the past 8 years. We have never seen anything that has the potential to literally just about eliminate our religious freedom rights if it's passed in its current form.
Can't it be challenged on constitutional grounds? Or doesn't this impact on one of our basic tenets, which is the freedom to practice our own religion?
No, you're absolutely right, but here's the problem. Once an act of parliament is signed into law by the president, it is in force and therefore enforceable until that moment when it's either amended or alternatively declared to be unconstitutional and therefore unlawful. But to give you an illustration from this very same PAPUDA, the Equality Act, in its current form, the Supreme Court of Appeal finally has said that the definition of hate speech in the Act is too broad. It is in conflict with the Constitution and therefore unconstitutional. And they ordered Parliament to amend it to bring it in line with the Constitution, which, interestingly enough, Parliament has not done when it's come up, or government hasn't done when it's come up with this amendment. It hasn't adjusted or amended it, even though the Supreme Court of Appeal said that they should. But to give you an idea, that means that, assuming that that is unlawful, and the Constitutional Court are now actually also going to rule on the same matter, it means that it has been unlawful for 21 years. And imagine what the impact of that has been over the last 21 years in terms of eliminating or certainly cutting down on free speech, because it defines hate speech so broadly. So that's the problem. Once something becomes law, even though you might be able to challenge it, yes, you can, but it's very expensive. I mean, to get to the Constitutional Court is going to cost you, you know, maybe 8-10 million rand. And secondly, it's going to take a long time to get there. And in the meantime, it is in force and enforceable.
It's just absolutely phenomenal. Is there a concerted effort, or is there some kind of collaboration between religious groups to try and stop this bill from becoming an act?
Absolutely, in this matter. And increasingly, 4SA, as I said, we are faith neutral, and we've been working with and informing and alerting multiple different faith groups across the country. And everybody is deeply concerned and pushing back against it. And I'm speaking about sort of African traditional spirituality, the Islamic faith groups, across the board, Christian groups, denominations, and so on. And we believe every single person, it's not just group things, it's going to affect individuals too. And we are saying every single person, everybody, people listening to this program right now, you've got 2 days left to make a difference, to make your voice heard. And we want to encourage you to go to the FORSA, forsa.org.za, forsa.org.za website. Click the link, literally takes you 2 minutes, and you can make a submission. And we need submissions, because that is what also bolsters the constitutional case that we may ultimately have to bring if this thing goes forward in its current form. The more people, the more voices, the louder the voice. And that is just simply how the legal process works. So please, we want to encourage everybody.
Well, I want to tell you that from when you gave the address, which was seconds ago, I typed it in, I clicked on it, and I have submitted. And I certainly would encourage everybody to do the same. It really takes that quick to go and do that. I'll give you that address again. It's taken me to dearsouthafrica.co.za, but is that different?
Yes.
That
is absolutely correct, because that is a platform that we're collaborating with. It's a neutral platform, and it makes it super, super easy. It goes directly to the Department of Justice, and it's got all our rationale, if you like. If you just scroll down, it's all what 4SA has basically put forward in terms of our concerns on this matter. So you can, with great confidence, go to that website. That's why we put the link, the click-through from our website to that
very
website.
Very quick and very easy. And I would encourage you to do exactly that. It's certainly a very real concern for anybody who practices religion or respects those who do. Michael Swain, Executive Director, Freedom of Religion for South Africa. Thank you for speaking to us, and thank you for this incredibly important work.